You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Title: New Day, New Opportunities. Topic: Discipleship, Bringing People to Christ. New Day, New Opportunities. How many times have you heard it? Oh yeah, no. You are much too old for it now. You cannot poo-poo your pants anymore. That is, of course, how it starts. And that is truly a good thing. However, it starts to become a word curse that is set to follow you until you die. Oh no, you are too young to smoke, to drink, to have a relationship with that girl. Then later, at your age, you are too old to smoke, too old to drink, too old to have a relationship with that girl. There is always society telling us what we can and cannot do. If we look around, we see little children acting as if they are 20 or 30, and we see men and women 50 to 60, or even older, chasing young ones from the opposite sex. Let's be honest, brothers and sisters, our world is totally screwed up. It is completely upside down. It is true. We believe that children are much more mature now at an early age, and older people remain younger much longer than ever before. But how is this all possible? Mostly because everything we have, want, see, and hear as placed by our society is viewed in the light of relativity instead of absolutes. We talked about relative truth many times before, but I do not believe that concerning the absolute. What is absolute? Let's look at the dictionary and list some synonyms: unadulterated, undiluted, uncontaminated, total, unconditional, absolute, unmodified. Absolute implies an unquestionable finality, an absolute coward. Why does the dictionary look at the word absolute and then leave God out in any way possible, and when talking about unquestionable finality, use coward in the example instead of God? God, absolute truth, absolute love, absolute loyalty, absolutely dependable, absolutely faithful, absolutely. We pray it so often. The Lord is our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, He who provides for His children in all their needs. What we need for that is one thing: trust. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 to 38, King James Version. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. God provided in all the needs of the Israelites in their journey through the desert for 40 years, and still now, as long as people remain able to see it. Where is the pillar of fire by night? Where is the cloud by day? I know we also talk about that a lot, the Lord our provider, but is it truly ingrained in your heart? Every day brings new opportunities to witness, to right the wrong, to speak truth, to make a difference in our world. The question is, are we following that fire of the Holy Spirit or the relativity of the world? The absolute truth is, when I speak to this person, I might lead them to heaven. When I do not speak to this person, I have not made a difference in their lives and have not shown them the way to heaven. The absolute truth is, when I behave in the way of the world, I have not shown the way of heaven. Jesus said that we are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 18, Common English Bible. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. Don't even begin to think that I have come to do away with the law and the prophets. I haven't come to do away with them, but to fulfill them. I say to you, very seriously, that as long as heaven and earth exist, neither the smallest letter nor even the smallest stroke of a pen will be erased from the law until everything there becomes a reality. For whom is this written, and for what time and era? When does this count? For today, for yesterday, or for tomorrow? When we look at the Psalms, David already has given us that answer. Psalm chapter 136, verse 25. Common English Bible. God is the one who provides food for all living things. God's faithful love lasts forever. God's faithful love lasts forever. It was important for David to follow God, his will, and his laws. And God never changes. We read this in the exchange between God and his people through the words of the prophet Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 2 to 10. Amplified Bible. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the priests, the sons of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Then will the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in ancient years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and who turn aside the temporary resident from his right and fear not me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. That is why you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob or defraud God? Yet you rob and defraud me. But you say, in what way do we rob or defraud you? You have withheld your tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for you are robbing me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. It is not God who has changed. It is us who change. There have been many times that I did not want to have anything to do with preaching the Word of God. Just let me be a worshipper, anonymous, somewhere in the house of the Lord. But my friends, that is not how it works. God has given us a job to do in our lives, and we cannot walk away from it. Every day is a new day, with new opportunities. Every day brings new opportunities to witness, to right the wrong, to speak truth, to make a difference in our world. How do we break the curse that Malachi is speaking of? How do we break out of the curse that we place on each other and upon ourselves? The first step is to realize the limitations of our finite beings, the limitations of our relative truth. God's truth is absolute, and his answers are absolute. Jeremiah spoke the words of God, saying, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, Common English Bible. The Lord proclaims, cursed are those who trust in mere humans, who depend on human strength and turn their hearts from the Lord. I listened to a song with the title, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, and it says, Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Though I long for the day when I have new birth, still I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time, there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, O Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. The Lord smiled down on Hezekiah, gave him 15 years to go. Jesus lived here on this earth. He knew his Father's plan. He knew that he must give his life to save the souls of man. When Judas had betrayed him, a father heard him cry. He was brave until his death, but he didn't want to die. Here we come into a great piece of theology, because with all that we have discussed today, grabbing new opportunities, having new chances, we cannot forget the most important thing: to be like Jesus, to obey his will, to live life according to his words. We must die. You and I must die to ourselves each and every day. We must crucify our sin to the cross, nail it down firmly, and let it die there so that we can arise in righteousness. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 16. Common English Bible. Our new life in Christ. So what are we going to say? Should we continue sinning so grace will multiply? Absolutely not. All of us died to sin. How can we still live in it? Or don't you know that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried together with him through baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too can walk in newness of life. If we were united together in a death like his, we will also be united together in a resurrection like his. This is what we know. The person that we used to be was crucified with him in order to get rid of the corpse that had been controlled by sin. That way, we wouldn't be slaves to sin anymore, because a person who has died has been freed from sin's power. But if we died with Christ, we have faith that we will also live with him. We know that Christ has been raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. He died to sin, once and for all, with his death, but he lives for God with his life. In the same way, you also should consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. So then, don't let sin rule your body, so that you do what it wants. Don't offer parts of your body to sin, to be used as weapons to do wrong. Instead, present yourselves to God as people who have been brought back to life from the dead, and offer all the parts of your body to God to be used as weapons to do right. Sin will have no power over you, because you aren't under law, but under grace. Freedom from sin. So what? Should we sin because we aren't under law, but under grace? Should we just forget about God's law? Absolutely not. There is no condemnation, as we will never be able to atone under the law, as Jesus, Yeshua, already has paid that price. And it is due to his sacrifice that we are under his grace. Don't you know that if you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, that you are slaves of the one whom you obey? That's true whether you serve as slaves of sin, which leads to death, or as slaves of the kind of obedience that leads to righteousness. This is the way we crucify our cursed selves to the cross, This is how we remove the curse and become sanctified by Christ. Remove the sin from our lives. Do not accept it. Follow the column of fire given to you as your guiding light, being led by the Holy Spirit, given to His guidance and God's law. Every day brings new opportunities to witness, to right the wrong, to speak truth, to make a difference in our world. Every day arrives fresh with the certainty that God remains unchanging. His absolute truth transcends the shifting sands of cultural relativity, providing a firm foundation on which to stand. As the world moves chaotically around us, divine guidance remains steady, illuminating the path forward. Absolute truth stands not as a distant ideal, but as a living reality that transforms hearts and minds. Trusting in God's unwavering nature liberates from confusion and despair. There is an ongoing invitation to embrace His law, walk in His ways, and manifest His unchanging love in a world that so often distorts His message. This transformation involves a surrendering of pride, prejudice, and preconceptions. It involves active engagement in this divine purpose, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide along a path of increasing righteousness. As we follow the column of fire, each new day reveals fresh opportunities to speak truth, enact justice, and show others the road to eternal life. In these daily encounters, no life is insignificant, no effort wasted. Each moment spent conveying His truth or demonstrating His love resonates beyond human understanding. Embrace the chance to extend God's reality into every sphere of existence, trusting that the seeds planted now will yield abundant fruit in this age and the age to come. Like I said earlier, every day brings new opportunities to witness, to right the wrong, to speak truth, to make a difference in our world. Whenever a new year starts in your life, it is the start of a brand new day, a start of a day with new challenges, a day with new opportunities, a new day of a new rebuke of the curse, and a new day of the acceptance of a new blessing. The more we walk in this understanding, the better we know how much we are blessed, and the smile on our face keeps on growing each and every day, each and every year, because things will never be the same. On the CD, Remedy from David Crowder, he sings, "At the start, He was there. In the end, He'll be there. And after all our hands have wrought, He forgives. All is lost, find Him there. After night, dawn is there. After all falls apart, He repairs. After night comes the light. Dawn is here, it's a new day. Everything will change. Things will never be the same. Oh, the glory of it all is, He is here for redemption from the fall. He came here for the rescue of us all, that we may live for the glory of it all. Oh, You are here with redemption for us all, that we may live for the glory of it all." Let us start every new day, every new year that we receive, with the knowledge that the column of fire goes before us, the Holy Spirit leads us, and that the curse has been broken. We can step out of the curse of society by the acceptance of His life for our lives. We can receive the blessing of accepting Him as our Master and our Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.